There was a surprise today in the federal courthouse in Sacramento where preliminary hearings began in the trial of Theodore Kaczynski, the man accused of being the Unabomber. The prosecuting attorney stated that Kaczynski kept a journal in which he admitted to 16 of the bombings attributed to the Unabomber. Bill Rickman of member station KXJZ is in Sacramento. Bill, could you fill us in on how you all found out about this journal?
The prosecutors in the courtroom this morning brought it to light. It was unexpected. The hearing was supposed to be just a routine hearing to set the trial date for the Unabomber, but the prosecutors outlined what they called the backbone of their case. They said they had come across a journal where the phrases, "I sent the bomb" and "I mailed the bomb" were included. The prosecutors also said that Kaczynski expressed a desire to kill. And it was at that point the judge cut them off, saying that he had heard enough to make his ruling.
Did they read at all from the journal? Did you get any impression of its contents?
No, just these quotes that they were referring to, the shape of their case, that they had these entries and saying that he sent the bomb and he mailed the bomb.
Well, what did the defense attorney do?
The defense was not upset or flustered. Quinn Denver is the federally appointed defense attorney for Mr. Kaczynski, and he's a very experienced fellow and was quite calm through the whole thing. He said after the hearing that the prosecution had every right to say whatever they wanted to. It was a free country.
The defense had some motions as well.
Yes, the defense said that the prosecution was asking for a trial date of March 31st next year. The defense says that's too soon. They would like June at the earliest, perhaps next fall even. They also said they plan to suppress evidence taken from Kaczynski's cabin, and they alluded to a possible change of venue motion out of Sacramento.
NPR's Howard Berkus has been following the investigation of the Unabomber. Howard, there's been a mountain of evidence in the case. This sounds like it must be a very strong piece of evidence.
It's the most direct piece of evidence we've heard about yet, but we should be careful about that. It also sounds like it may be another leak. It did come in the courtroom today, but we haven't seen what this journal is. We don't really know what precisely it says, what the context of it is. We don't know what the defense will say about it in court if it ever does come to court. And I say that in part because this case has been characterized by these many, many leaks that we heard about. And some attorneys interpret that to mean that the prosecution is attempting to argue this case to the public before a jury is chosen and to affect a jury that way. That could help their case by getting people predisposed to guilt. It could hurt their case by raising the expectations of jurors. And if the evidence that is presented in court doesn't meet those expectations, then whatever evidence is heard may not be seen to be strong enough.
There was, with all the leaks, though, Howard, we haven't heard anything about this journal before.
No, and that kind of surprises me. I was looking back through the list of items that was that were taken from Kaczynski's cabin in Montana, and there is a notation of an autobiography that Kaczynski had apparently written, but I don't see anything that is phrased as journal or that seems to fit an accounting of the bombings and Kaczynski's making some comment about them, like, "I mailed that bomb." And it seems that if that had been found that early on in the investigation, we probably would have heard about it since we heard about everything else that was coming out of that cabin.
Thanks very much, NPR's Howard Berkus, reporting from Salt Lake. And thanks to Bill Rickman of member station KXJZ in Sacramento.